请我们大家一起来默祷。
Let us all bow our heads in silent prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
我们唱诗403首。
Let us sing hymn 403. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告啊，求主耶稣带领祝福我们今天安息日的聚会。
Now let us all pray together to ask our Lord and to guide us and bless our services throughout the Sabbath.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
啊，请我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇九十篇的十七节。
Psalm 90, verse 17.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上。
And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
这是摩西向神最后一个祷告。
This was the last prayer of Moses to God.
昨天我们查考，摩西求神的美能够降在他的身上。
And yesterday we studied that Moses asked for the beauty of the Lord to be upon us.
凡是有血气的都是像草像花。
All that is flesh is like grass and like the flowers.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass withers and the flower fades away.
草花非常的吸引人。
The beauty of the grass and flowers attracts people.
所以它有它的价值。
So it has its value.
但是它会凋谢。
But it will also wither.
所以我们在世界上所追求的会带给我们某种程度的喜乐。
So, what we pursue in this world will bring us some joy.
它有它的价值。
And it has its value.
但是它会消失。
But those things will certainly pass away.
所以为什么人生活到最后会觉得虚空？
So why is it that some people live and feel empty in life?
因为你努力了一辈子，到最后你发现过去你想要得到的全部都凋谢了。
Because you may work for something all your life, but in the end, it may fade away.
那信仰就是要引导我们进入另外一种价值的追求。
So our faith leads us to pursue something of greater value.
那个就是永恒的价值。
That is something of eternal value.
那到底那个是什么？
And what is that?
那个就是神的美。
That is the beauty of God.
神的美就是显在耶稣基督的身上。
And the beauty of God is manifested in Jesus Christ.
世界上最吸引人、最感动人的一个人是主耶稣。
The person who attracts and is most beautiful to all people is Jesus Christ.
他没有外在的条件。
He has no physical characteristics to attract us.
但是他吸引我们到这里。
But he attracts us to come here.
他感动好多人，为他活，为他死。
He has moved countless numbers of people to live for him and to die for him.
因为他的身上有神的形象。
Because he has the likeness of God in him.
第一个人是一个最有价值的人。
So he is the one.
第一个人。
The first person is the one of greatest worth.
因为他是神造的。
Because he is the one that God has created.
神看起来是好的。
And God saw him as good.
那个人就是亚当。
And that first person is Adam.
他是照着神的形象造的。
He was made in the likeness of God.
所以今天我们信耶稣不是没有事情。
And today we don't believe in God because we have nothing else to do.
有时候我们信主耶稣久了以后，觉得好像没有事情做。
After a while, in believing, we may feel that there's not much left for us to do.
我身体很健康，我事业很顺利，我家庭很圆满，到底要做什么？
And I'm pretty healthy. My family life is good. I have a good career. So what else is left?
信仰就是要引导我们追求那永远不会朽坏的价值。
But faith is to lead us to something that is eternal and will never fade.
就是努力要有主耶稣的样式。
And that is to pursue being in the image of Christ.
那将来我们到天国就有那永远的荣耀。
And so in heaven we can enjoy eternal glory as well.
所以这个第十七节的第一种翻译，神的荣美归到我们身上，这是很有意思的。
So one translation of verse 17 it reads, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us," which has great meaning.
那如果我们读英文圣经，你可以发现第二个翻译是神的恩宠归到我们身上。
Another translation in English is, let the favor of the Lord be upon us.
那我们今天早上从这一点我们来互相的学习。
So we will now study this meaning of this verse.
我们从三点来看。
So we will look at it from three points.
第一个，信仰是一种特权。
Faith is a privilege.
有时候我们到机场去，你要搭飞机，你发现那个 security check 那个线很长。
Sometimes when you go to the airport these days, you have to wait in line for a long time at the security check.
如果遇到假日，有时候呢等一个小时。
Especially during the holidays, you may have to wait for an hour.
但是有时候你看到别人呢，就跑到另外一条线，不需要等，他就过去了。
But some people you see pass through right away.
这就是一种特权。
That's a special privilege they have.
那你就想，为什么他可以，我不可以？
So you might ask, why is it that they can just walk through and I have to wait?
因为他是头等舱的旅客。
Because they are first class.
所以他有付他的钱。
So they've already paid a higher fare.
所以他有他的特权。
So they have that privilege to pass through.
那有时候我们在机场等飞机有时候时间很长，也觉得很累。
Sometimes when you have to wait at the airport for a long time, it's very tiring.
但是你看，有的人他就可以进到那个特别的招待所里面去休息。
But there are some people who have a special lounge that they can go to.
那你就觉得为什么他可以，我不可以
？So you might ask, why is it that they can enjoy that lounge?
因为他有那个特权，我们没有。
Because they have the privilege of being there, and we don't.
那为什么他有那个特权
？And why do they have that privilege?
因为他有那个会员卡，你没有。
Because they belong to the club, and you don't.
所以我们在社会里面常常发现有一些人有一些特权。
So we find in society that some people have special privileges.
但是它里面都有一个原因在里面。
But there's usually a reason why they have that.
那信仰就是一种特权。
Faith itself is a kind of privilege.
那这个特权从哪里来？
And where does that privilege come from?
从特殊的关系来的。
It comes from a special relationship.
那这个是要给每一个人的。
And this relationship can be had by everyone.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
还十二节。
And 12.
约翰福音第一章十一节。
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。十二节。凡接待他，就是信他的名，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
John chapter 1, 11 and 12. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.
世界是主耶稣造的。
The world was created by God.
所以主耶稣来到世界，叫做来到自己的地方。
And God is Jesus Christ, and he came into this world which he created.
但自己的人倒不接待他。
But yet his own people did not receive him.
自己人就是主所造的人，不愿意接待他，接受他。
His own people are the ones that he himself created, and yet they did not receive him.
但是凡是愿意接受耶稣的人。
But all who did receive Lord Jesus.
十二节。
In verse 12,
也就是说，你信耶稣是救主，是信他的名的人。
That is all who believe that he is the Savior and believe in his name.
他就赐给他们权柄，这里讲权柄做神的儿女。
To them he gave the right to become children of God.
所以这个做神的儿女啊，这是一种特殊关系。
So to become a child of God is a special privilege.
主耶稣来世界，希望每一个人都接受他做神的儿女。
And Jesus came into the world to hope that all people would become his children.
但是有的人就是不愿意接受。
But some people were not willing to receive him.
但是如果我们接受，神就给你一个特权。
But if we do receive him, then God gives us a special right.
这个特权是从神的儿女这个身份来的。
And that right comes to us as having the status as children of God.
那这个特权是什么？
What is that right?
我们从圣经看见有几方面。
There are several things that we can learn in the Bible.
先看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他为义。三十四节。
34.
谁能定他的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活。现在在神的右边替我们祈求。
Romans chapter 8 verses 33 and 34. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
有时候我们会听人讲，啊，那个人犯罪这么多，他可以上天国，我都没有犯罪，我不能上去啊。
Sometimes people argue and say, that person sinned so much in his life, and why is it that he can go into heaven, whereas I haven't sinned at all, and I can't go to heaven?
他可以上天国，因为他有一个特权。
That person can go to heaven because he has a right.
因为他接受耶稣做他的救主，主耶稣已经赦掉他的罪了。
Because he has received the Lord Jesus as his Savior, so Jesus has wiped away his sin.
但是为什么你不可以上去呢？
Why is it that you cannot go?
因为你没有这个特权。
Because you don't have that right.
你不愿意接受耶稣做你的救主。
If you do not receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
所以一个悔改信耶稣的罪人不能够跟一个自认为是义人的人相比。
So a person who has a repentant sinner and a person who does not recognize or accept his sin cannot be compared.
因为一个人他已经变神的儿女了。
Because that repentant sinner has already become a child of God.
他是属神，他的父亲是神。
And he belongs to God and his father is God.
那另外一个人还没有属神。
The other person does not yet belong to God.
所以这不能够相比。
So they cannot be compared.
那下面说。
So we see here.
34节。
And verse 34.
谁能定他的罪呢？基督已经死了。
Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died.
所以一个在主里面的人，他就不被定罪。
So a person who has entered into Christ is no longer condemned of his sin.
耶稣已经完全赦免他。
Because our Lord Jesus has completely forgiven his sin.
所以有时候我们会听人讲，啊，他行善这么多，他不能上天国吗？
So a lot of people will ask, that person has done a lot of good in his life. Why can't they go into heaven?
那你信耶稣，你又做了什么善事，你就可以上去。
If you believe in Jesus, have you done as much good as they have?
这个也不能比。
You can't really compare like that either.
不管我们行善行多少。
Because no matter how much good we may do.
在神的标准下，我们都是罪人。
Under the, conditions of God, we are still sinners.
所以没有一个人能够靠着行善得救。
So none of us can really be saved according to the good that we do.
那你没有做什么善事，你为什么可以上去？
And if you haven't done so many good deeds, why is it that you can go to heaven?
因为你接受耶稣做你的救主。
Because you have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
他是承认你做他的儿女。
He has accepted you as his child.
给你圣灵做凭据。
And he has given you the Holy Spirit as the guarantee.
你的额头上已经盖了一个耶稣的记号。
You've already been sealed with his seal.
我们是属他的。
And so we belong to him.
所以你可以回到天父的家。
And that is why you can go to the heavenly kingdom.
所以信耶稣这是一种神给我们非常重要一个权柄、权力、特权。
So our faith, our belief in Jesus Christ is a special right that he has given us.
那这个特权还有一个表现。
And that right also has another manifestation.
我们看路加福音。
Let's look at the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音的第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章
Luke chapter 11
第十节
Verse 10
十一章第十节
Luke chapter 11 verse 10
因为凡祈求的就得着寻找的就寻见叩门的就给他开门
For everyone who asks receives and he who seeks finds and to him who knocks it will be opened
我们看十三节
And verse 13.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，其何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这一段圣经在告诉我们，我们信主耶稣有一个特权，就是你求，神就给你。
So here we see that believing in Jesus allows us to ask and to have things granted to us.
世界上有很多富有的人。
There are a lot of wealthy people in this world.
但是世界上有很多穷人。
But there are a lot of poor people in the world as well.
这不是发生在第三世界，在美国都是这样。
It's not only in the third world, we also see this in America.
那这个富有人的富有跟穷人是没有关系的。
And the wealth of the rich people and the poor people do not have anything to do with each other.
因为这个富有是他自己的，不是穷人的富有。
Because the wealth of the rich person belongs to him, not to the poor person.
一个人你没有权利向周围的人、路人求什么。
So you don't have the right to ask of anything from a person on the street.
我们的困难是我们的困难。
We have our own burdens to bear.
这个是世界，我们说觉得世界是有点现实。
Because the people in the world are very realistic and bound by opportunity.
但是我们回到圣经来看，就发现不一样了。
But when we look at the Bible, things are different.
天上的神说
，The Heavenly Father says,
说你祈求就得着。
If you seek, you will find.
你寻找就寻见。
And ask and it will be given to you.
你叩门就给你开门。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
这个是肯定的。
This is absolute.
是百分之百的。
It is 100%.
那这太可贵了。
So this is so precious.
这是神告诉我们的。
This is what God himself has told us.
我们如果向他求，他就给你。
If only we ask him, he will give it to us.
你如果向他寻找，他就给你。
If you seek after him, he will grant it to you.
你如果向他开门，他就给你开门。
If you knock, he will open the door for you.
我们常常想，神这么伟大。
And we see that God is so great.
他能够创造到你没有办法了解这个世界。
He has created this universe so that there's so much we don't understand.
那人这么渺小。
And we humans are so small.
以赛亚形容说我们是微尘。
And in Isaiah, it says we are like dust.
你看这个空气有很多微尘，你看得到吗？看不到。
There's a lot of dust floating around in the air. Can you see it? You can't even see it.
为什么看不到？太小了。
It's so small, you can't even see it with your eyes.
那我们这么渺小的人，为什么向神求，神就要给你？
So if we are so insignificant like dust, why is it that God would grant us anything?
这个就是特权。
That is a special right.
那这个特权从哪里来？
Where did that right come from?
所以十三节就做一个比，十一节就做一个比喻。
So in verse 11, there's a parable.
就是父亲跟孩子。
About a father and a son.
有哪一个父亲有儿子求饼给他石头呢？
And if a son asks for bread from any father, will he give him a stone?
求鱼给他蛇呢？
If he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent?
鸡蛋给他当蝎子呢?
If he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
没有的。
Of course not.
为什么今天大家工作这么辛苦?
Why does everybody work so hard these days?
我想很多人都是为着下一代。
I think a lot of people work for the sake of their children.
为着下一代的教育。
For their children's education.
为着下一代的前途。
For their children's future.
上一代好像蜡烛两头燃烧。
The older generation is like a candle burning at both ends.
这个就是爱。
But that is what love is.
因为你爱你的儿女。
Because you love your children.
那十三节说，你们虽然不好。
And in verse 13 it says, even though you being evil.
如果中文看不出来，英文叫 evil. Evil 是邪恶，是不好。
Evil 非常不好。Is a very harsh description.
那为什么把最爱我们的父亲写作不好呢？
So why does it say that even the parents who love their children are evil?
因为神太好了。
Because in comparison to God, God is so much greater.
所以比起来我们就不好了。
And therefore, we cannot compare to the goodness of God.
那如果不好的父母亲都愿意把最好的给他的儿女，那神呢？他当然你求什么他愿意给你。
So if even the evil of us, the parents who are on this world, are willing to give good to our children, then what about God and how much He is willing to give us?
所以我们信耶稣有一个特权，就是要来享受天父给我们的恩典。
So the right that we have is to seek for blessings from our Heavenly Father.
这就是摩西所祷告的。
And that is what Moses prayed for.
愿神的恩宠、神的爱、神的怜悯、神的恩典能够临到我的身上。
That the favor, that the blessing, that the mercy and the love of God may come upon us.
所以我们一个基督徒在世界上工作，跟一个没有信主的人在世界刚工作，基本上应该有个很大的不同。
So a Christian who has to work and toil hard in this world and a non-Christian working in this world have two very different destinies.
有什么不同？
What's the difference?
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节
，verse 12。
哥林多后书第一章十二节
，Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12。
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明， 乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you.
这个地方保罗在提到他个人的体验。
So here Paul writes about his own experience.
说我们在世界上啊，为人不靠人的聪明。
So here we see we conduct ourselves in the world not by fleshly wisdom.
不是不需要努力，要努力。
Of course, we have to work hard.
但是你心里最后那个所依靠的不是我很聪明。
But what we rely on ultimately is not that I am very smart.
所以你看在公司里面上班，不是每一个人都想要靠自己的聪明吗？
And in the company where you work, doesn't everybody have to rely on their own intelligence?
对，他是靠自己的聪明。
Of course, they have to rely on their intelligence.
所以压力很大。
So that is why everybody's under pressure.
因为你的工作有很多的要求，而且你的前途你也没有办法自己掌握。
Because there are a lot of requirements of your work, a lot of stress, but you don't have control over your job.
那我们人很有限，所以有时候你觉得压力很大。
And because we are limited, of course we have a lot of stress.
所以我们会害怕，会忧虑。
So we also start to worry and fear for the future.
虽然你有工作，但是你没有平安。
Even though you have a job, but yet you don't have peace.
这个就是靠人的聪明。
That is what happens when you rely on fleshly wisdom.
但是保罗说，我们不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
But here Paul writes that we should not rely on our own wisdom, but on the grace of God.
为什么说靠神的恩典？
Why do we rely on God's grace?
当我们尽了力量做我们应该所做的事情。
When we do our best in what we can.
我们的前途就在我们的天父的掌管之下。
The rest, our future, is held in God's hands.
不错，你在公司的前途是你的老板掌管。
Of course, in the company, your boss has control over your job.
但是你的老板上面还有一个老板。
But there's a boss who's over your boss.
那个老板就是你的父亲。
And that boss is your father.
所以我们所靠的不是你的聪明要讨老板喜欢。
So what you should rely on is not your intelligence to impress your boss.
当然这是需要的。
Of course you have to do that to some degree.
但这不是你的依靠。
But that's not your complete reliance.
我们的依靠是那更大一个老板，我就是我们的父亲。
And our true reliance is that big boss who is our father in heaven.
是靠他的恩典。
Through his grace.
因此这样我们在社会上你在做事情你没有忧虑。
So that is why working in this world, you will not worry.
因为你已经把你的前途交托给神了。
Because you have put your future in God's hands.
你要尽量做。
You have to do your best.
但是做不到的就交托你的父亲。
But what you can't do on your own, rely on the Father.
这个就是基督徒的特权。
And that is the right of a Christian.
所以主耶稣说，劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
So that is why the Lord Jesus said, all who are weary and burdened, come to me.
我要让你得安息。
I will give you rest.
你看工作的场所里面有多少人是劳苦担重担？
And if you look around you, how many people have are weary and burdened?
他不是担那个物质的重担。
They're not carrying physical burdens.
也就是工作的压力，还是对工作的一些忧虑。
It's the pressure and the anxiety of this work.
压力是现在的，忧虑是将来的。
And the stress is that what you have now, the worry is for the future.
我将来工作保得住吗？
Can I keep my job tomorrow?
如果现在50岁
If I'm 50,
很多的房地产有房子那个 mortgage 要付
I have to pay off my mortgage.
我工作如果保不住怎么办
What if I lose my job? What's going to happen?
这是忧虑未来的
That's worry over the future.
压力是现在的
The stress you have is now.
你怎么把工作做好
How are you going to do your job right?
让你的老板会喜欢
How are you going to impress your boss?
所以这个劳苦担重担这是我们现在在社会上工作一个共同的体验
So all of us experience this kind of stress in the society.
那怎么办?
So what will we do?
我们是有特权的。
But we have a special right.
主耶稣说，到我这里来。
Jesus said, come to me.
我要让你得安息。
I will give you rest.
什么是到我这里来?
What does it mean to come to Jesus?
就是你要来亲近我。
That means you have to draw close to him.
你要把你的问题带来交托给我。
You have to bring your problems to him.
你要信靠，而且你要信托。
You have to rely on him and depend on him.
而且你要信服。
And you have to rely on his grace.
如果对神能够信靠、信托、信服。
If you can rely on him, turn over your problems and depend on his grace.
你就得到安息了。
Then you will find rest.
没有忧虑。
There's no worry.
所以我们的生活啊，要努力，但是我们是靠神的恩典。
So we have to work hard, but we rely in every step on God's grace.
这个就是基督徒的秘诀。
This is the secret of a Christian.
我们仔细看以色列百姓怎么能够从埃及进到迦南。
If we look at how the Israelites had to exit Egypt and go to Canaan.
第一个埃及的王他有权。
The Pharaoh, of course, had full control.
他有大军。
He had a great army.
以色列百姓手无寸铁。
And the Israelites had nothing.
那你怎么出去?
So how are they going to escape?
你根本就不可能出去。
There's no way they can leave.
他也没有办法什么所谓现在的革命。
They didn't have any kind of revolution at that time.
那你怎么出去?
How could they leave?
他就靠神的恩典。
They had to rely on the grace of God.
神借着摩西来找埃及王。
God, through Moses, went to Pharaoh.
你要让他出去吗?
Are you going to let my people go?
他说不要。
He said no.
啊，第一个灾祸降下来。
And then the first plague came.
啊，再摩西再去见法老。
And Moses went to Pharaoh again.
请你让以色列百姓出去。
Let my people go.
他说不要。
He said no.
第二个灾殃再下来。
The second plague came down.
一直到第九个灾殃。
Until the ninth plague.
这个法老王还是不愿意让他出去。
But Pharaoh still had a hard heart.
这样看起来以色列百姓就绝望了。
It looked like the Israelites had no hope.
但是神的能力无穷啊。
But God's power is unlimited.
第十个灾殃下来。
The tenth plague finally came.
每一个家长子全部都被杀掉。
Every firstborn child of the Egyptians was killed.
法老知道神是没有办法让你能够做对的。
And Pharaoh realized that you cannot compete with God.
所以赶快就让他出去了。
So of course he let the Israelites go.
这个叫做神的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
如果我们走的是神的旨意。
If we walk along the will of God.
神就为我们负责到底。
Then God will be responsible to the end.
你有困难，神会帮你解决。
If you have a problem, God will help you.
所以出埃及，这是神的恩典。
So the exodus from Egypt was the grace of God.
好，那到了红海。
They came to the Red Sea.
红海不能分开。
And what are they going to do there?
埃及的追兵来了。
The army is after them.
这个红海的存在是天然的。
The Red Sea was a natural body of water.
所以有时候我们遇到的困难不是人造出来的，自然的。
Sometimes the problems that we have aren't from a human cause, but a natural cause.
但是自然也是神造、神控制的。
But nature is also controlled by
God. 所以神把红海分开给他们过去。
So that is why God opened the path through the Red Sea for them to go across.
这个就是神的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
今天我们在走信仰这个道路。
So today we are walking on this path of faith.
我们的体验告诉我们，不是没有困难的。
Our experiences tell us that, of course, there are problems along the way.
但是我们的体验也告诉我们，没有一个困难是不能解决的。
But our experience also tells us that there is no trial we cannot overcome.
因为我们所拜的父亲是无所不能的。
Because the Father whom we worship is absolutely powerful.
只要他愿意，没有一件事情是不能解决的。
As long as He is willing, there's no problem that can't be solved.
今天我们为着生活忧虑这么多。
So we worry about our lives so much today.
但是我们看他们在旷野40年。
But they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们吃什么?
What did they eat?
吃 manna.
They ate manna.
Manna 从哪里来?
Where did manna come from?
早上起来在外面就有了。
They woke up in the morning and there it was on the ground.
你就去捡吧。
So they had to just go pick it up.
第六天就捡六天两天的份。
On the sixth day, they picked up 2 days worth.
第七天没有 manna.
There was no manna on the seventh day.
为什么?
Why?
因为那是安息日。
Because that was God's Sabbath.
神要你安息。
God wants you to rest.
所以第六天就把第七天的给你了。
So he already gave you that day's worth on the sixth day.
四十年以色列百姓没有耕种。
So for 40 years the Israelites didn't plant anything.
但是没有饿死。
Of course they did not go hungry.
他们没有收很多的玛纳，所以我明天不需要忧虑。
They didn't pile up a lot of manna, so they didn't have to worry about tomorrow.
每一天有新的玛纳。
Every day there was new manna to be had.
每一天有新的恩典。
Every day there were new blessings.
所以我们今天呢，我们忧虑太多生活的需要。
So today we worry too much about the requirements of our life.
但是我们跟神的关系，我们忧虑太少。
But we worry too little about our relationship with God.
我们对神的信靠、信服、信托，这个信心太小。
The reliance, the dependence, and the turning over of our burdens to God is too little.
所以我们劳苦担重担。
So that is why we have to carry our burdens and be weary all the time.
那在旷野他们喝什么?
So what did they drink in the wilderness?
旷野没有江河。
There wasn't a river there in the desert.
磐石流水。
But the water came out of the rock.
这是神迹。
This was a miracle.
但是神做得出来。
But God was able to do it.
所以这个旷野的旅程告诉我们。
So through the wilderness, we see the journey.
信仰这一条道路是要靠神的恩典。
that along the path of life, the path of faith, we have to rely on God's grace.
因为神已经给我们一个特权。
Because God has already given us this right.
我们今天罪得赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
就是神的儿女。
And we are children of God.
所以神会照顾你到底。
And that is why God will protect you till the end.
一直到你回到天家。
Until the day that you return to the heavenly home.
因为神很在乎他的名。
Because God cares about his people.
神很在乎他的名要在他的百姓上得到荣耀。
And God cares that his name will be glorified through his people.
就好像做父母的很在乎他的孩子。
Because a parent loves his children.
他不愿意让孩子羞辱他的名。
The parent does not want the child to bring shame to the name.
神要让他的名在我们身上得到荣耀。
And God also wants his name to be glorified in us.
所以神用丰盛的恩典来引导我们前面的道路。
So that is why God's bountiful grace has led us through our path of life.
这个就是摩西的祷告。
That is the prayer of Moses.
神啊，求你的恩宠能够临到我们身上。
Oh Lord, may your favor be upon us.
我们现在看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章的第八节。
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得。我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。第九节
Verse 9.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 8 and 9. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life.Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
这个保罗在传道的路程有好几次他觉得自己 死定了。
Throughout Paul's ministry, there are many times he thought he was going to die.
在腓立比书里面提到他被关到监牢。
In the book of Philippians, he wrote how he was in prison.
可能死定了。
He thought he was going to die.
甚至他传道路途都说他是被人用石头打死，别人已经死，把他拖到城外去了。
As he was preaching, he was stoned, and people thought he was dead and dragged him out of the city.
所以这里说，遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜。
So he describes here his trouble, burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that he despaired of life.
所以甚至活命的指望都没有了。
He even lost hope of life.
第九节说，他断定我这一次已经死了。
And in verse 9, he had the sentence of death.
但是他没有死。
But he did not die.
为什么他没有死？
Why did he not die?
因为神觉得他的时候还没有到。
Because God said his time was not yet.
他的工作还没有做完。
He had still more work for God.
他就不会死。
So he did not die.
所以我们要保养身体，不错，你要保养身体。
So of course we have to take care of our health.
但是你能活多久呢？
But how long can you live?
这是神在控制的。
That is up to God.
如果神不愿意让你死，
If God does not want you to die,
你大难也不会死，大车祸也不会死，大病也不会死。
Then no matter what sickness or a car accident or a natural disaster happens, you will not die.
因为神还有工作要让我们做。
Because God has work for you to do still.
神还有事情要让我们做。
God still has some job for you to do.
所以这样我们就知道我们人生的大大小小的一切，我们所依靠的是神的恩典。
So we can realize then that through great and small matters in our life, God is our reliance.
不是人的聪明。
It's not through our own strength.
我们能够做什么？
What can we do?
我们能够让一只白头发变黑吗？
Can you turn your white hairs into black?
没有办法了。
No.
我们能做什么？
What can we do?
我们太有限了。
We are too limited.
但是我们的父亲是无限的。
But our Father in heaven is unlimited.
所以我们要努力。
So we have to work hard.
做一个神所爱的儿女。
To be a child loved by God.
这个是我们真的要努力的，其他我们不需要忧虑太多。
That is what we should truly strive for. The rest will come naturally.
我们看路加福音。
Let's look at the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke,
第二章
verse, chapter 2,
四十节
verse 40,
第二章四十节
Luke chapter 2, verse 40,
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有神的恩在他身上。
And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
主耶稣十二岁的时候，圣经怎么形容他？
When Jesus was 12 years old, how did the Bible describe him?
说他渐渐长大。
It says here, he grew and became strong.
那么再下看看去，这个长大有两个意思。
And if we read closely, growing has two meanings.
一个是身量的长大。
First was in his physical height.
另外一个是恩典的智慧的长大。
And secondly was in wisdom.
所以五十二节，耶稣的智慧跟身量，并神跟人喜爱心都增长。
52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
今天我们的岁数你不需要控制它就一直增加。
And today, you will grow old naturally, you don't have to do anything about it.
但是我们的里面那一个人，内在那个人。
But what about the person inside us, the true person we are?
也需要成长。
Well, that person needs to grow as well.
我们里面那个属灵那个人要长大成人。
Who is our spiritual person? That person must grow to be mature.
所以在四十节说他的智慧充满。
So in verse 40 it says he became filled with wisdom.
智慧就是明白神的旨意。
And true wisdom means understanding the will of God.
智慧就是明白神要我们怎么做。
And true wisdom means knowing what God wants us to do.
所以智慧就是一种成熟。
So wisdom comes with maturity.
那因为用着智慧来过神喜悦的生活，所以神的恩典就在他身上。
So because a person has the wisdom of God and does the will of God, then God's favor is upon him.
这个就是我们今天要追求的。
That is what we should pursue today.
使我们做神所喜爱的儿女。
To become a child that God has favor on.
那神的恩典就在我们身上。
And then the grace of God will be upon us.
生活就没有忧虑了。
And you will have no worry in your life.
这就是摩西的祷告。
That is the prayer of Moses.
愿神的恩宠临到我们身上。
May the favor of God be upon us.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
337。
Hymn 337。
我们连续的八次在查考摩西的愿祷。
We have had eight sessions on studying the prayer of Moses.
摩西是一个很有智慧的人。
Moses was truly a man of great wisdom.
他受尽埃及一切的教育。
He had received the greatest education in Egypt.
他是相当聪明一个人。
He was an extremely intelligent man.
摩西也是神人。
He was also a man of God.
他是面对面见过神的人。
And he had seen God face to face.
到底他求什么?
What did he ask for from God?
我们做一个总结。
Let us make a conclusion.
诗篇九十篇，我们回头过来看，我们再一起祷告。
Let us read again Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇十二节，第一个愿，第一个祷告。
Psalm 90, verse 12, the first prayer.
求神让我们得着智慧。
May we gain a heart of wisdom.
信仰是一个旅程。
The journey of faith is a long one.
里面有很多的挑战。
There are many challenges and trials along the way.
走到底就上天国。
Once we reach the end, then we go to the heavenly kingdom.
所以走到底才叫做成功。
We have to reach the end of this life, this path.
那走到底需要有智慧来面对各种不同的挑战。
And by the end of our life, we have had many challenges that we need to face with wisdom.
所以第一个祷告我们要求神给我们智慧。
So the first prayer we must have is to have a heart of wisdom.
第二个祷告。
The second prayer.
信仰是一种关系。
Our faith is a relationship.
是我们跟神的关系。
A relationship we have with God.
这是最重要的关系。
The most important relationship of our life.
但这个关系破坏最大的力量是罪。
The greatest threat to this relationship is sin.
所以我们要求神赦免我们的罪。
So we have to ask God to forgive our sins.
那我们的关系就能够很亲密。
So that we can have a very close relationship with God.
第三个祷告。
The third prayer.
信仰是一种享受。
Faith is an enjoyment.
我们要享受神的爱。
We have to enjoy the love of God.
所以我们可以过得很喜乐。
So that we may have joy all our days.
因此要求神让我们对他的爱有感受。
So we have to ask God to have experience of his love.
那我们是生活很喜乐。
So that we may enjoy our days.
信仰是一种操练。
Faith is a discipline.
所以你在生活中会遇到很多的苦难。
In your life, you will encounter many trials.
苦难是可以解释的。
Suffering can be explained.
因为苦难是有目的的。
Because suffering has a purpose.
就是要操练我们成为一个神所能够认为有价值的人。
To discipline us into a person that God has great value in.
信仰是一种产业。
Faith is an inheritance.
所以我们要把这个产业传给我们的下一代。
That is why we have to pass along this inheritance to our children.
第一个，我们本身要对神有体验，我们才会很宝贵这个产业。
We ourselves need to experience God to have a great value and preciousness of this experience.
我们要为下一代祷告，让他们信仰有体验。
We have to pray for our children so that they too may have experience of God.
他们就会很宝贵这个产业，就是我们所拜的神。
So that they will also value this inheritance, which is our faith.
信仰是一种另外一种的价值。
And faith is a different kind of value.
是永恒的价值。
It is an eternal value.
是我们人生不至于虚空。
It is something that allows us to live a life that is not empty.
因为你活一辈子，有一个你可以抓得住，永远跟着你的在一起。
Because you can live your entire life holding on to someone who will be with you throughout your life.
信仰是一种恩宠。
And
faith
is also a right and a privilege.
让我们能够活在神的恩典中。
May we live in the grace of God.
没有忧虑，没有害怕。
So that we live without worry and without fear.
这个就是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
求主帮助我们。
And may our Lord help us.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us now pray together.